later than I wanted to. Set to finish uploading the drasha for Shabbos. Okay, so we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I'm trying to figure out this institution of Tainus Shos. So sometimes the Gemara says that you don't really have an institution of Tainus Shos, so you have Letzirei Nafshe just to, without aspiring to a Chaloshem Tainus or even a partial Kiyum in that Letzirei Nafshe Be'almahu, so just to go over that Rashi, you can really eat whenever you want, but it's really a din and not being parish from that tzibur. So Tashma, Dabra Blazer, Reb Tzadok, Ani b'nei banav shal sinav ben Binyamin. This is the halach of Zman Atzei Kohanim Va'am, that they had certain days of their personal yamtif, they would bring Atzei Hamaracho. Pamachas chal tishabav Lios b'Shabbos, v'dachinu l'achar Shabbos, v'his aninu bo, v'lo hishlemenuhu. Right, so again, anytime the Tisha B'Av is nitcha, so there are all kinds of heterim that develop in terms of ubros and minikos, so that's what he's saying here, in terms of the personal yamtif, mibnei shi yamtif shalanuhu. So the Gemara says that doesn't prove anything about Taina Shos, so hasam nami, l'tzirei napshe ba'almahu. Another try, Tashma, then Rabbi Yochanan, nehe b'tainis at she'avu l'veisi. Again, sounds like it's a tiny show. He was just looking to get out of having to eat at the Beis Hanasi. Now, again, the Gemara doesn't explain why he would want to do that. So Rashi says, So exactly the way that we have what explained before in terms of the Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok and Zman Atzei Kohanim v'ha'am. Okay, so the Tzirei Nafshe Ba'alma Huda Ava Tashma Da Reb Yochanan. Yeah, okay, so Amr Shmuel Kol Tainis Shaluki B'Lav Mibod Yom Lav Shmei Tainis V'yosef Mayam Reb Sheila Dami L'Mefucha D'Amalia Zeka. So the response is, again, this idiom, well, that it's similar to Mefucha Damalya Zika. So again, Zika we know to be wind. So what exactly is the implication of this very unusual idiom? So Rashi explains, when a nafach is somebody who's a glass blower, it's like a little bit more critical that it's being suggested the person's kind of like full of hot air. You know, that they're saying things that have no halachic significance. This is already a different category, Ilan, right, than Litzirei Nafshe Huda Ka'avid, where we see that as a value, right, because of, you know, me doesn't want to be Parish Minat Zibor. So here we're sort of like seeing this as a person grandstanding, posturing, right, that the person is, you know, claiming to be, accepting a tainus that everybody knows is a chuka utlula. Again, the essential nature of Kabbalah Satinus. Emas Mikabele, Rava Berbimincha, Shmuel Amar, notice the Psak Halacha here, Bitfilas HaMincha, that the Yom HaTainus is inextricably linked to the Yom HaTfilah, and has to be Bitfilas. I'm Rav Yosef, Kavasa de Shmuel Mistabra. Normally we would pass in like Rav Bisure, but here we pass in like Shmuel, Dechsiv, and Megillas Tainus, Lahon Kol Inish, Diesi Alohi, Mikademes dana yesar. So what is that language of yesar? My love yesar atzmo bitzilo, right, in his davening lo yeosar atzmo. So pliki bab rabbi chia bab shimmer brebi. Chadamar yesar, chadamar yesar. Mandamar yesar kedaminan. Lamandamar yesar maihi. Tiny begilis tiny is called inish di yesi alohi mikademes dana yeosar. Ketzad, Yachid, Shekiba, Lav, Sheni, V'chamishi, and then again, probably Sheni again, Shalkol HaShana Kula, V'irubam, Yamim Tovim, Aksum, Megillas Tainis, Imin Nidra, Okodem, L'Gzeiraso, Yavtil Nidra, Gzeiraseinu, V'im Gzeiraseinu, Kodem, Eslanidra, Tibatel, Gzeiraseinu. Okay? Esnidra. So if you take a look over at Tosos, Tovus Omer Rashi, Yidocha nidro, his tainis mikova ko, velo yashem osa tainis. It can't possibly be chal when these days have already been determined as days that we can't have a tainis. V'arim esupik b'davar. V'yesh l'achmer. So I give me machmer if he's going to fast on days that you're not allowed to fast. So he says the following, and this will sound awfully familiar from the world of tainis chalom. D'davka oso yom lo yisan, velo yashem oso liyom machar. Megillas Tainis, the Megillas Dainis, certain days that you weren't allowed to fast, but certainly Chanukah and Purim, Rosh Chodesh, those are days that a person would not be able to fast. So we're raising the specter of Mashlim Tainis Latanisa, which would be highly reminiscent of our studies of Tainis Chalom. And Masai Os Ochal Veshosa, Chialim Rashachar, Dirab Lazar, Brib Shimon. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Ad Kiros Hagaver. Amar Abaye Lo Shana Lo Shlo Gamer Sudaso. Amal Gamer Sudaso in Ochel. So that's the cutoff point. So Esvei Rava Gamer VeAmar Hareza Ochel. So Hasam Shlo Silek. But that's when you really never had an intention to cease and desist from eating. So Ika De'Ami Amar Rava Lo Shana Lo Shlo Yashan. Amal Yashan Eno Ochel. But a person, right, who slept, so that already is a kind of a hesei chadas, a clear break. He's not going to eat in the morning. So Esi Abayi, Yashan ve'amad areza ochel. So you make a deliberate effort to get up before the fast, so that would be enough for a purpose of isum. So hasam b'misnam neim. So this is what we're talking about is a little bit different. It's not that you fully fall asleep. It's like you were in a half-sleeping state. So echidami misnam. This is halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's halacha in Hilchos Megillah. It's halacha in the Chabura of Pesach. So Amar Vashi nim velo nim, tir velo tir. So you're sort of awake, but not fully awake. Dekari levo ani. Right, he's not going to initiate conversation at that point. But velo yada ihedure svara v'chi midkirei le. If you would remind the person. Midker. Yeah. So the Balei Tosos, Kedarkam Bakodesh, want to compare this to other areas of Halacha. So they say, Amar Rebbe, Nim Velo Nim B'Sol Chashena Kishanir Mishnasa Tir Velo Nir B'Tchilas Hashena Chlo Nira Be'Arvei Pesachim Deka Amar Nisnam Nimu Yochlu Nir Nimu Lo Yochlu. Again, if people fall asleep, so hechase chadas ukachem akarim pesach, that's a problem. V'amar vashi hechidam nisnam nim velonim. B'hasam ayri b'tchilas shena ben nim velonim ben tir velotir. L'chein yorli k'perish rashi di hava amar nim velonim hava mina de tir hevi tve minim. Vi hava amar tir velotir hava mina de nim hevi tve mitir. Hilka achitrich tarvayu v'chulu b'tchilas hashena k'nfarish hasam. Rishami farish gabe hach brais ad kam ochel v'shosa ad kros agaver v'odin ad shiyala mura shachar v'dmed v'ar mamurim shehisna. That's what we know to be the halacha. Avalo hisna v'yashen ein yachol le'achol. So it requires an active tanai. So again, what you want to do with this subject of nir v'nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir, is to figure out exactly which area of halacha is required. So here, right, Ilan, the idea seems to be that you have something in your back pocket the whole time, which is a tnai, even if you were fully asleep, right? So you could just make a tnai, right? That's not going to work, obviously, in the Karban Pesach. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, what's Kros HaGever?
Literally, when the rooster starts. Okay. Amar of Kaina Marav Yachid Shikibalav Tainis Asar Benilas Asando. Really? Chayshina Shema Taimitsia Tainis Tibor Kibalav. So have some of the Chumras, the Inuyim. Sechid the Avid Amar Abav Shela Lema Hachi Lemachar Ehe Lefanecha Betainis Yachid. So that will not implicate any of the other Inuyim. So Amar Le Rabbanan Le Rav Sheshes Havaka Chazin and Rabbanan Demisaimi Misanayu v'asalivei ta'anisa, that they were taking off their shoes. So ikvid v'amr lehu dilma mechanami yachol. So maybe it's no tainis at all. So I'm a abayi v'rava ma'ayili Ki misaima apanta. So Abaye and Rava were careful that they would only come in once they were, quote, misaimi apanta. Right, so Tosus explains, what is it, what does that mean? What's this apanta? So he says, Perish b'min'al she'ein shulayim. There was a min'al, but it didn't have the regular support that we would have in the bottom of the foot. So Marema Marzutra Michalfi Diamina Lismola Udismola Liamina. Really interesting, right? That the way that they would sort of split the difference was they weren't not going to wear shoes, but what were they doing here, Akiva? What was their solution? It's like Abaye and Rava wore the lower quality shoe.
Make a shinoi.
Right, so they're making a shinoi so that there should be an aspect of tzar, but nobody should confuse it with the Yom Kippur and the Tisha B'Av and the Tainus Tzibur as a general matter. Okay. Rabbanan Devei Ravashi Nafki Ki Urchayhu Savi Kedem Rishmol Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel El Tisha B'Av Bilvad. Fine. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav Lova Adam Tanisu Poreya. That if you can't fast on one day, so you have the opportunity to do it later. Can we just come to Shmuel Amar Li? V'chineder kibil alei delosagi l'mishalim. So Gemara says maybe it's just letzirei nafshil kibil alei that okay they realized they weren't really mechuyev to make up the tainus, but they felt there was something of a spiritual value. It's not always all or nothing, but spiritual valuable to be gleaned in the context of letzirei nafshe. So matzi mitzar nafshe. Ilo matzi lo mitzar nafshe. So again, it all depends on whether it's appropriate for the person, but we're not saying that this is absolutely required. Tikadamer Rav Yehuda Merav lo ve'adam taniso pareya. So a person can, even if they are scheduled to fast, so they could reschedule lo ve'adam taniso pareya. Can be so kamei de Shmuel. Amarli pshita lo yehe ela neder, neder milo matzi bo'i li shalume umezel lemachar uliyom acharina. If the fundamental category of halacha here is really neder, so this flexibility is not in any way surprising to us, because it comes to neder, you don't want to go too long, right? Motzas vasecha Tishmar Vasisa, right? But there's still some time. Shalosh regalim ala seder. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, that exact moment. So if you take a look over at Tosas, so Tosas says, well, how do we conclude? V'imatzi mitzar nafshi avid lo matzi mitzar nafshi lo avid. Mishim hachi kamer shmo de lo vetaniso pareya. Dafka hechi de lo matzi mitzar nafshe. Well, hechi de matzi mitzar nafshe. Lo matzi lavos taniso. If he could have kept the original date and experienced maybe not the full tainus, but elements of tzaras nafsho, that would should be sufficient. V'hachi maskana. Imamar haredi b'tainis l'machar tzarech l'tzirei nafshe. V'eno yachal lavos l'perei b'chinam. You can't just say, next game is tomorrow. Let me do it another time. Afilu achal b'shoge yashim osov. Arim esupak b'davar. Im yachal avoso lifroa. Echid akiba lekvar lisanos. Visana ad chatzi ayom. Arvi ayom. Afilu amatzi tzri nafshe. Avalo hisana. Vadai di yachal alavos. Acher bishvilo. So long as he didn't start, it's not really considered to be a denigration of your Kabbalah or of the Tainus itself. So Vanda the Yochal Avos Acher Bishvilo. Oh, Im Tav Achal B'Shogeg Yochal V'Yashlim Yom Acher V'Yim Yisana B'Shabes G'on Tainus Chalom D'Tzarech Lefroa K'damar Bilva D'Yasev Tainis L'Tainisa. We know the topic, we know very well. Im Yirash Yer Rosh Chodesh Oso Yom Az Yitcha Tainisa Ad Yom Acher B'Shavua. Remember, that was Gufa the Psak Halach of the Rambams. Again, but what the Baalei Tosfos are saying is, there's some hesitation to do this Bechina. That's why, if a person doesn't really have to, they shouldn't. But, maybe there's going to be some flexibility if you haven't started yet. And in terms of when you reschedule, so obviously it should conform to the general dinim. It's not just l'machar, but you have to take into account Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yomim Tovim, and the like. So Kamisa Kami the Shmuel Amalei Pshita Lehele and Neder Nedim L'Matzi Bay L'Shlumim Meizel L'Machar L'Yom Acharina. So if you should read Ravidi, Ikle Ravasi Avdele Igla Tilsa Amalei Lito Marmidi Amalei B'Tanisa Yasivna Amalei. You didn't realize you're going to have a steak, did you? Velosif Mar Veli Pare. Lo Sarvel Amar Dam Rav Yehuda Merav Lova Dam Tanisa Upareya. Amalehu Tainis Chalom Hu. As discussed, when it comes to Tainis Chalom, so because there's a great sense of urgency associated with the Tainis Chalom, that's where, you know, we weren't going to tell a person to delay the Haraya Shabbos. If there's any day that we would tell a person not to compromise the character of the day, it would be Shabbos, but when it comes to a Tainis Chalom, you really need to get to the Bittul HaChalom right away. So if you take a look at Rashi says something I think is important here. It's brief but important. So he says, Filu b'Shabbos yachol lehisanos kedei sheyizbatel tsa'ar gufo. Okay, so that there's a sense of how visceral This really was for them. This chalom required an immediate addressing. Avru elu v'lonanu beizdin gozrin shlosha taniyos acheres al tzibur. Not just talking about the yechidim. Ochlan v'shosin b'bodyom v'asirin b'malacha rechitza v'esicha v'nilas asanda v'tashra shamita v'noal v'nas hamir chatzos. Avru elu v'lonanu beizdin gozrin aleim od sheva. Shehen Yud Gimel, right, these are numbers 4, 5, 6, and then through 13. Alatzibur, Harel Yiseiris, Alavishonos. In what sense are they more severe? Shebe'elu Masri'in, V'noel Nesachanuyos, B'sheni Matim Im Chashech V'chamishi Mutarim Mipnei Kavod Shabbos, Avru'elu V'lonanu, B'matin B'masu V'matan, B'binim Ritia, B'eris Nisuin, Shele Shalom Benan L'chaveiro, just like they were the first ones to do it, b'mar cheshvan, they'll take a heightened level of responsibility of the tzibur. Yatzan nisan v'yardu gishamim simon kala shenemar halo kitzir chitim hayom. Bishlam akulu is behu tainuk v'chitza v'sicha v'tashra shamita v'malacha tzaru. So, you know, why are we going to say that we're going to be ma'ed b'malacha? And the whole idea is to reduce tainik. Some Rav Chista and Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Amar Kra Kid Shutzom Kiru Atzara Isu Zekenim Katzar Tzmatzar Tzatzar B'Asiyas Malacha Av Tainis Asar B'Asiyas Malacha. So the Gemara says, nonsense. Ima Atzara Is Meyurta Av Tainis Nami Meyurta. So if that were true, the Tainis would have to start just like a regular Yamtif, right? Avar Rova Yom B'Kedusha. Sometimes I wonder if this pasuk of Kid Shusom Karu Asara, you know, impacted the Rambam's language of Avar Rova Yom B'Kedusha, that there's a Kedusha that's associated with it. Okay. So, yeah. So, Av Tainis Nami Meurta. So I'm Reb Zeru Ledidim Yifreshli Minei the Reb Yirmi Bar Abba Merkra Isfu Zakenim Domia Da Asifa Zakenim Ma Asifa Zakenim Biyom Af Tzom Nami Bayom. So I think this is the critical line. I've said to you many, many times that the Isser Melacha, such as it exists on a Tainis in Purim, is not a function of Kedusha Sayom per se, but it's a function of the theme of day. So that's the Gemara is saying. It's the Asifa Zakenim that Melacha will detract from. Right, what's the Asifa Zakenim? So we already know what the Asifa Zakenim is for. That Beis Din and the Zakenim spend the first half of the day giving people, right, the Drisha V'chakira. So you can't have Malacha going on. It takes away from the intensity and the immersive focus which is required when it comes to serious introspection. So Tessa says, Abba Balai Lalo. Right, so tema my ochlin v'shosin bibod yom kolanayla hanami hayu yecholin lachol v'shtos Masiv as zakenin bayom avtzon bayom, ava balayla lo. So according to that, it seems to be like a simple contradiction with the Mishnah, which says that there's only achila v'shasiya mibod yom. So yesh lomer delo yalev tzom me'asifa alani nasiyas melacha. The davka melacha gaminon me'asifa. The haloksiv bikra ela isu zakenin v'kitchu som. Ava achila loksiv bikra. So Tosus is saying something incredibly important, that there are two dinim in the tainus. The tainus in terms of the tzom, right, that actually does function sort of on the parallel basis of yomtiv, right? That's why it's only achila v'shasiya mibod yom, not permitted me'urta. But when it comes to malacha, when does malacha come into effect? Malacha only comes into effect by Yom, because the Isser Malacha is not the same as the Isser of a Kedushas Hayom. The Isser Malacha is because it detracts from the function of the day. So that the Baal Yatosos think it's eminently reasonable to be mechalik between Achila and Shasiya and the other Inuyim and Malacha. Okay, I think that's a very reasonable position that the Baal Yatosos are taking. Okay. So that line is the critical line of the day of Isu Zakenim Dumya Dasiva Zakamasiva Zakenim Bayom Aptom Nami Bayom. So the Ema, so maybe we'll say Meitihara. So then Gemara is going to have to explain what the basic program of the day. So by the way, if you have known the Masoras HaShas, it says here, Targum. Shall mimashesh bitzaharaim pasukin tocha betihara. So maybe it's only us or that. So I'm Rav Shesha Breder of Idi Misaila Rav Hunadamar Mitzafra Kinufya. That they gather people not in the afternoon, in the morning. Say Chiyavdi Amir Rabbi Mitzafra at Pagodiyom Imainim Imili Demasa Mikan Vela Chervadiyom Karinan Bisifra Vyavti Rasa. Remember the Rambam said you choose a haftarah that's most relevant. Mikan ve'elach ba'in and rachame. Then you have the rachame. Shnevay yakum alam dam ve'ikar b'sevet Torah Hashem b'kem revias hayom, revias misvadin. As the Rambam would have said, kifi kocham mishtachem l'Hashem lokeim. So epoch ana. So maybe I'll say it's just the opposite. Maybe they should read the Torah and do the haftarah in the morning, and they're going to be boy rachame in the afternoon. In the daven ubi idach palga me'aini. So lo sakadetech tasi ve'ilai yasul kol chared bedvari elohei Yisrael al me'al ha'goloksiv v'minchos erev kamti mitanisi ve'efresach hapai al Hashem. That it's really the end of the tainus, which is the time for davening, the time for vidui. So the way that I try to explain this is based on the principle of the Rambam. Again, so let's take a look at Tosos. Pirish the name of Palga Kamaisa Dioma Mitzlu Ba Rachami Vidach Palga Maini Bimili Damasa Umishani Losakadaitach. So what's the Maskana all about? Very briefly. I think the Maskana is clear as day. The Maskana is clear as day. What the Maskana is saying is that no, you can't have the tfilos at the end of the day and the za'akos and the tchinos at the end of the day without the vidui at the end of the day, kifi kocham. So a person who's misvadeh, but they haven't done tshuva, what's the status? Obviously, Lan. So what do they have to spend the first half of the day doing?
Tshuva.
Exactly. Le'or halavavos, liftach darchei atshuva. And that's why the schedule of tainus is perfectly calibrated. So just again, let's just distill maybe down three critical points of the day. So sometimes what looks like a tiny shows is not a tiny shows, but what is it sort of hiding as? What did Gemara say? It's not really a tiny shows, but it's person didn't really have any. There's not going to be an anenu. They could eat whenever they want, but what's the tziurei naf shehu deka'avid, right? That there's a sense of being mitzar atzmo in avitzibor. Even if you're not responsible to have a tainus, right? Like zman atzei kohanim ve'am, they had a good heter, right? When Tisha B'Av was nidcha. But the tziurei naf sheh, so that takes us back to the value of Parish Minatzibur. We'll start the Chumash in a second. Just want to finish up this point. So that was number one. Number two, as we said, you know, we wanted to make sure that the Tanios are not confused with, you know, the strictness and the severity, the initial Tanios anyway, of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So we saw that this theme of Litzirei Nafshi Akiva, how did it reveal itself in terms of the Ne'ilas HaSandal? What were some of the Amorayim doing?
So you had people who didn't wear the bottom of their shoes or flip the shoes, so they wouldn't be like on the level of Tisha B'Av, but they would have some kind of shino that would make it less appealing.
Right. So they would in their own way, they would kind of capture the spirit of the day, right? So that was sort of within the broader spirit of the Tanya. So that's also a very important point. Then we had the Machlokas Rishonim about the idea of the Tanya's and how it fits into the realm of a neder. So generally speaking, there's some flexibility. Again, you know, Mosas Vasvacha Tishmar Vasisa Kasher Nadarta Hashem Elokecha Nedava, that generally speaking, you want to do it. But there's generally also some flexibility on the back end in terms of what we're going to define as Baal Ta'achar. And the question is, how much are you allowed to take flexibility with this? So the Balei Tosfos are machalik between the situation where you've started and you haven't started, obviously. It's a very reasonable distinction to draw. And how much we're going to say the person's going to have to be poreya. When it came to the Tainus Chalom, so we say a person has to address it immediately, right? That's where we're going to have the least flexibility on the back end. Very important. The least flexibility on the back end. But there's still going to be the consequences of being Mevatel Onik Shabbos, so you're going to have to be Mashlem Tainis Letaniso. Everybody agreed about that in terms of Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. That was not subject to any kind of debate. And we talked about the choreography of the day. The tshuva until Chatzos is what sets up the capacity for the Vidoy La'achar Chatzos. We paskin like Shmuel that the Kabbalah should be in Tfilas HaMincha Mibod Yom. Right? That the Kabbalah is in Tfilah, and that's sort of unique, right, in terms of Halacha Kerav B'Surei, but here we paskin like Shmuel, Rav Yosef came to endorse his position. Let's give Ilan the last word.